erasing the racial divide. Racial division has intensified over the past 10 years, division that is exacerbated by political policies that harm the black community, political rhetoric that seeks to maintain racial division, and government schools that embrace and promote critical race theory. Over the weekend, racial hostility popped up in a most unlikely place, the comments section of Illinois Family Institute's Facebook page, under a short article about a homosexuality celebrating float in an Independence Day parade and a tranny training camp for children called Camp Drag being held this summer at the Ames, Iowa Public Library. Here are the comments left by Trevor Thompson, followed by my responses. Trevor wrote, "White men have promoted sexuality since the beginning of time, especially the Greeks. Y'all raped and sodomized black slaves. Now y'all complaining." I responded, "Who is y'all? Surely you're not suggesting that all white men, or only white men, commenting on this thread are responsible for the homosexuality that corrupts our parades, poisons childhood in America, and harms individuals and the public good. And surely you're not suggesting that all white men commenting on this thread have raped and sodomized black slaves. So, are you suggesting that all white men are culpable for the egregious acts of white men during slavery? If so, is such an accusation just?" Mr. Thompson wrote, "I'm generalizing. Just you folks call people of color illegal immigrants. By the way, if the shoe fit, wear it." I wrote, "Yeah, as a colorless woman who has never owned slaves, raped women, sodomized men, or thought that colorful people were of less value than colorless people, the shoe definitely does not fit. Who calls people illegal immigrants simply because they're of color? Many people call illegal immigrants, but I don't know anyone who calls all people of color illegal immigrants. There are countless people of color who are not immigrants or are legal immigrants, and even colorless people can be illegal immigrants. You claim that all white men are guilty of raping and sodomizing slaves. Well, men of all colors have raped, sodomized, dehumanized, brutalized, and sold women and girls throughout history. Since you're a man, are you culpable for all the crimes committed by all men against women and girls throughout history? Would it be helpful, accurate, wise, or just for me to generalize and say to you, you have raped, sodomized, dehumanized, brutalized, and sold women and girls throughout history? If you think it's justifiable to say to white men that y'all raped and sodomized black slaves, we'll never make any headway in erasing the racial divide." Trevor Thompson wrote, "I'm a black man. That Jesus ain't done nothing for me or my people. GTFOH with 3 exclamation points. For those unfamiliar with texting Argo, GTFOH, which stands for get the F out of here, is an expression of disbelief. I responded, "I think you may misunderstand who is responsible for the pernicious evil visited upon blacks during slavery and after. It wasn't Jesus who caused that evil. It was fallen humans. And I think you may misunderstand what Jesus came to accomplish. He didn't come to free humans from temporal suffering. Rather, Jesus came to freely die a grotesque, barbaric death to spare humans from eternal suffering by bearing the penalty for our sins. That said, God does alleviate all manner of suffering from illnesses, accidents, and injustice. It happens every day all around us. The fact that you are not enslaved today is testament to God's goodness. But this world will continue to suffer until Christ's return. At that point, all of us will be judged once and for all for our sins. And those white people throughout history who killed, enslaved, brutalized, and treated with contempt those whom they viewed as inferior will receive the just judgment of God. And so too will the people of color, including blacks, who have killed, enslaved, brutalized, and treated with contempt other fellow humans. Whites do not have a monopoly on the sin of slavery, racial prejudice, or the brutalization of others. Matters related to race are complicated and emotionally fraught. The incomprehensible institution of slavery and its evil aftermath continue to wreak pain and havoc. The effects lurch on, down dark, twisting, thorn-encrusted paths, gouging barely healed skin. Small or gaping wounds bleed. Words can be thorns that gouge and wound, or a balm that soothes and heals. And there is another path, straight but narrow, that will lead to perfect healing.